Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you've been with us, then you will hopefully remember we come back now to four questions we are asking and answering from the Bible, all of them regarding marriage and remarriage. We do so because of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, which tells us that God's view of marriage is one man, as one flesh, with one woman, for one lifetime. This is exactly what Genesis 2:24 says. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And yet, many people do not have one lifetime marriages. And so I have wanted to say something pastorally to you. It is possible you do not care for this diversion from Genesis 2. You'd prefer I had defined marriage and then moved on to verse 25, finishing our series in this great chapter. Fair enough. We are going to finish this chapter. Verse 25 is the final verse, and it awaits. But not yet. This week, and likely part of next week as well, I want to ask and answer what is the most popular question related to marriage and remarriage, and that is a question that deals with divorce. Here, again, is the question. Well, a couple of questions folded into one. If one marriage is to last one lifetime, is divorce even an option? What does God think about divorce? God's command is for one marriage that lasts one lifetime. But if a marriage ends in divorce, can the divorcee marry again? Is marrying after divorce acceptable to God? While this question may not be applicable to you and your marriage, you most likely know enough people to know that we live in a culture where most marriages do not last one lifetime. It is perfectly reasonable for me to assume that there are people listening to me right now who are contemplating divorce, who are in the process of divorcing, who are divorced, perhaps divorced more than once, and of course who are considering remarriage or who are already remarried. What does God say to you? Or, if you are happily married, as am I, what does God say to us who desire to remain married to our spouse until the day we die and who want to offer biblical wisdom to family and friends who find themselves in the throes of divorce? God's message to all of us will be the same, but the circumstances in which we apply God's word will be different. As we set out to answer our question, I want to remind you that earlier in our series in Genesis 2, with the title, God and Man and Woman, we have spent significant time proving in the Word of God that God takes marriage very seriously. We asked why it is that in just the second chapter of the entire Bible, God makes this statement about marriage, and we saw the reason for this is that marriage reflects our relationship to God. Marriage between one woman and one man is what Genesis 2:24 is about. But it is about more than that. Do you remember that we went through the Bible to learn that God is married to Israel and Jesus Christ is married to the church? And by the church, I mean all genuine Christian people. Marriage between one man and one woman is meant to be a reflection of the marriage between God and his people. I cannot emphasize enough how seriously God takes your marriage and my marriage. As we learned last week, divorce and remarriage is always sinful and prohibited by God, with few exceptions. Concerning remarriage, thus far we have had the exception of death. When one spouse dies, the marriage covenant ends. A widow and a widower are free to remarry because their spouse has passed away. The book of Romans and the book of 1 Corinthians teaches this exception. And concerning divorce and remarriage, an abandoned Christian spouse is free to remarry. We learned about this in the book of 1 Corinthians with reference to Matthew's gospel. But are there any other exceptions to divorce and remarriage being prohibited by God? Yes, there is one more. And the question we come to today deals with this exception. We definitely want to know God's opinion. You are listening to God Is. Believe me, God speaks with great clarity about divorce and remarriage in the Bible. And we want to know what God thinks. And who better to ask than His Son, Jesus Christ? That is why we will move from Genesis chapter 2 to Matthew chapter 19 and another encounter Jesus has with some Pharisees who test Him with a question. Since the question deals with divorce and remarriage, this is the perfect text for us to visit this week. If you have your Bible handy, turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. To set the passage before us, I'm going to read the first 11 verses of Matthew 19. I want you to hear God's word to your mind and heart today. I begin the reading of the Gospel in Matthew 19 at verse 1. When Jesus had finished these words, He left Galilee and came into the region of Judea, beyond the Jordan, and large crowds followed Him, and Jesus healed them there. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing Him, and asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And Jesus answered and said, "Have you not read that He who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate." The Pharisee said to Jesus, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." The disciple said to Jesus, "If the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, it is better not to marry." But the Lord said to them, "Not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given." That was Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 11. And I want to encourage you to read this on your own later today or tonight. It is my prayerful desire to be your guide as we take a walk through these 11 verses in the days ahead. But just before we set out, I wonder if you will agree with me that it is so refreshing and a relief to hear from our Lord Jesus Christ. I love Him. Do you love Jesus? He is our master teacher. Whenever He opens His mouth, He speaks truth, and He does it concisely, clearly, and by comforting, in love. He opens His mouth, speaking truth. And it is easy for us to understand what Jesus means by what He says. What is not easy is to obey what He says, is to do what He says to do. This is where we struggle, and we may again stumble here. So let us all pray for the willingness not only to understand intellectually what Jesus says, but also to apply His wisdom practically. That is, let us ask the Lord to give us obedience in how we actually live after we learn what He wants us to do, or what not to do. When we speak about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we speak into people's lives usually at a point of great pain, of vulnerability or sensitivity, often anguish, anxiety, shame, and sorrow. It's true on the one hand. Maybe I will speak to you who are experiencing these emotions in your divorce. On the other hand, we speak into the lives of those for whom divorce, and sometimes remarriage, has made them angry, bitter, irritable, vengeful, vindictive, and even violent. There are always the full gamut of emotions. However you are feeling, what Jesus Christ will say to you is truth that you need to hear, even if you do not want it or reject what he has to say. I want to invite each of us to really hear Jesus out, to take seriously what he will say, to contemplate his words, and then be willing, or be made to be willing by his Spirit, to apply what he says in our marriages, in your divorce and in your remarriage, or as you think about divorce and remarriage. Will you be willing to bring to bear what Jesus says here and what we will reference elsewhere in the Scripture to what you or someone you know is going through? I hope so. I pray so. My friends, I do not have time to deal with everything that can and needs to be said about divorce and remarriage in the short time we have together. And what I offer here, I give to you without knowing you and without being able to counsel you in person where I could discern what's really going on in your marriage, divorce, and remarriage. There may well be biblical counsel I would give to you if I knew your story that I do not spend long on here because, well, I simply am not meeting you in an environment of pastoral counseling. So please keep this in mind. God, however, is with you. Even for those of you who do not believe in him and reject his son Jesus Christ, God always sees and God always knows rightly and exactly who you are and what you are doing and what motivates your every action and reaction. My prayer is that you and I will meet God in what he says to us and we will respond to him in the only suitable way. We will worship him, obey him, and therefore glorify him in our lives, as messy and as sinful as our lives are. Join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.